welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Solar activity continues to be at low level, according to the Australian Government's Department of Meteorology in Sydney, New South Wales. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has fallen to 84, that's 8.4, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has dropped to 26.26. Those figures are expected to remain pretty well constant over the next few days. This means that high frequency propagation on worldwide circuits using frequencies above about 14 megahertz will not be very reliable on darkness or semi-darkness paths. But frequencies above about 40 megahertz on daylight paths will be somewhat more satisfactory. To begin our program this time, we have news about shortwave stations, in fact, non-news. It's reported that Radio Tirana, Albania, has closed down all of its shortwave broadcasting transmissions. The station is now only audible or operating on the internet, streaming audio. And that arrangement happened on March 26. Also, the Vatican Radio has announced on its website that it's in the process of closing down all of its shortwave transmissions. That's all shortwave transmissions from the Vatican Radio. The station has announced that the English language services to Asia have now been cancelled, effective 24 of March. So that's two international broadcasting stations which are suffering the effects of reduced involvement by the world shortwave listening community. And it's possible that this decline in shortwave broadcasting will continue in the months ahead. In the meantime, the new frequency schedules have started. They started on March 26 for the A 2017 international transmission season. These transmissions will continue for the next 5 months. There are many frequency changes, and some of these changes I've noted here in Melbourne, particularly in the period 1900 to 1930. That's 6 a.m. to 6:30 a.m. Eastern Australian Daylight Savings Time. Here's a summary of some of those signals I noted since the new transmission season began. 11600, the Overcomer Ministry, the religious broadcasting station, broadcasting from the relay station in Sofia, Bulgaria, in English. And 11750, China Radio International, in Portuguese, from the transmitting site in China at Ninhua. And two frequencies for Adventist World Radio, both broadcasting from the Nauen transmitting site in Germany. 11790, from in the Wujiri language, and 11800 in Arabic. In the 31 metre band, we note the following. 9380, All India Radio, the National Service. 9390, Radio Thailand, broadcasting from the IBB's relay station there in English. 9400, WRMI, in English, from the Sofia relay station in Bulgaria. And 9410, the BBC from Dubai in the UAE, in English. 9420, The Voice of Greece in Greek. 9440, another frequency for China Radio International in English from Kunming. Very strong signals here in Melbourne. And 9445, All India Radio, broadcast in 18 languages. 9480, yet another frequency for China Radio International, broadcasting from Sarek in Albania in French. That should not be confused with the shutdown of the Radio Tirana shortwave stations in the same country. The relays broadcast still appear to be operating as usual. And 9500, a very strong signal from Radio Romania International in Romanian. And 9525, China Radio International in European languages from transmitting site in China. And 9525, another frequency for CRI, broadcasting from the Beijing transmitter site in Russian. And 9535, Adventist World Radio from the Nauen, Germany relay station, broadcasting in Arabic. And 9560, China Radio International, broadcasting in Hungarian from the Ulumqi transmitting site. And we'll come back to some more shortwave monitoring observations after this. South Africa. The new schedule of the South African Radio League for the A17 transmission period is as follows. Between 0800 and 0900, using 7205 from Meyerton in South Africa with 100 kilowatts in Afrikaans to Southern Africa and broadcast on Sundays. In parallel with 17660 from Meyerton with 250 kilowatts, and that's to East Africa. The program is repeated at 16:30 to 17:30 on 3230 from Meyerton with 100 kilowatts, non-directional but actually intended for Southern Africa on Mondays. Now we continue with our shortwave monitoring notes from Melbourne between 1900 and 1930 in the 31 metre band, 9 megahertz. 9655, yet another frequency for China Radio International from Kunming in Turkish. 9730, The Voice of Vietnam in English. 9835, Radio Television Malaysia from Kajang with the domestic service in Malay. 9850, Adventist World Radio from the Nauen, Germany transmitting site, broadcasting in the Tachelet language. And 9870, broadcasting service of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia with its Arabic program. And 9910, the Philippines Broadcasting Service with its international programs from Tanang in the Philippines, programs in the Tagalog language. And in the 41 meter band, 7425, Radio Romania International in German, and 7415, Radio Free Asia from the Tinian broadcasting relay station in Asia in Chinese. And 7350, China Radio International in French from the Ulumqi transmitting site. 7280, another frequency for the Voice of Vietnam in English. And 7225, the Voice of America from Biblis in Germany, broadcasting in Kurdish. And between 1930 and 2000, quite a number of frequencies in the 41 meter band, too numerous to mention here, but they include the Ethiopian station on 5950 and another Ethiopian station on 6090. Back now to some schedule information. The High Frequency Coordination Committee has released its master schedule for the new season, the A17 season, and it's noted there that the extended broadcast in the 13 metre band for international broadcasters has considerably reduced. These are some of the authorised frequencies for the new period. 21780 Radio Deutsche Welle between 1300 and 1400 in Hausa from Dubai in the UAE. And also on the same frequency, Deutsche Welle, between 1600 and 1700 in English from Ascension. And 21750, the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, 1220 to 1320 in Indonesian. And 21695, the voice of America in Chinese, from 0900 to 1100 from the Tinang Philippines relay station. And 21670, Saudi Arabia Broadcasting Service in Indonesian, from 0900 to 1157. And 21650, Radio France International from the Issedon transmitting site in French. And 21480, Bible Voice Broadcasting Service with religious programs in English, between 1200 and 1300 from the Talata relay station in Madagascar. And 21470, the BBC from the Dubai relay station in the UAE, broadcasting in Somali between 1330 and 1400. And another frequency for the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, 21510 in English with 500 kilowatts. And also 21520, same station in Chinese from 1150 to 1250. And Radio Romania International, the frequency is 21570 in English between 1100 and 1157. And 21580, Radio France International, using the station at Issedon, or the transmitting site at Issedon in France, with programs in French to Africa between 0700 and 0900, 1200 to 1300, and 1700 to 1900. And 21600, the voice of America, from the Tanang relay station in the Philippines, with transmissions in Tibetan, 0300 to 0600. So, two authorised frequencies from the High Frequency Coordination Committee for the new transmission season, the A17 season, for some transmissions in the 13 metre band.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.